And hello, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily respite. Especially appropriate, given that it's your middle Sabbath as well. Middle Sabbath, the Wednesday that gets us back to Sunday, that little bridge in the middle of the week that keeps us centered on God. And on Middle Sabbath Wednesdays, we have our Zoom discussion group, which is tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. Anyone and everyone are welcome to join us for that. And link to that little group meeting is right there in this email. So feel free to join us tonight at 7 p.m. Central. But let's get to our devotion. It's Tree Week. It's Holly Wharton Week. If trees could talk, life lessons from the wisdom of the woods. Today we've got the message from the three witches, as she calls them, the three witches. First, we'll hear from Holly as she leads us up to these trees. Then we'll hear from the trees themselves. And then Holly will close us with a little reflection. All right, let's take a breath or two. And let's put the ears that are on our head and stick them on our heart. And let's see what God has in store. The Three Witches. Here's Holly Wharton. In the days leading up to Samhain, the 31st of October, I went to Avebury once again. It is said that both Samhain and Beltane, or May Day, are times when the veil is thin between realms. It's the time of year when physical reality meets spiritual reality, and the seen meets the unseen. It seemed like the perfect time to visit my favorite part of the world and to see if I could collect some new tree stories. I had intentionally visited Avebury on Samhain the previous year, and I was looking forward to returning. After arriving, I headed straight to the little wood up at Windmill Hill. It was mid-autumn, and the earth was covered with a light carpet of fallen leaves that crunched as I walked through them and rustled as I shuffled my feet. The golden and russet tones of the leaves contrasted beautifully with the green of the evergreen trees and the ivy that snaked up the trunks of some of them. It was a chilly day, and I was bundled up with many layers. My fleece-lined winter walking trousers kept my legs warm, and I had a number of layers on top, with more in my backpack in case I got cold. I knew that I often spent quiet time in this little wood, so I always carried extra bits of clothing for warmth, as my body temperature often dropped quickly when I sat in stillness in the outdoors. So I began to walk toward the multi-trunked sycamore that I usually visited with upon first arriving in the wood, the Windmill Hill sycamore. But I stopped before I reached it. My eye was instantly drawn to a group of three small trees that stood together, forming a triangle between them. I had never noticed these young trees before, so it was odd that they caught my attention so suddenly. By now, I knew what this meant. A story was coming, and I settled down against the trunk of one of them, curious about what was to come. Who were these trees? Why had I never noticed them before? They immediately answered my silent questions. Here's what they said. We are the three witches. We are here in this wood that you have always found special, that you know is special, that you know has a different energy. And the energy that is here comes from the land. And it also comes from the trees, because we have chosen to grow here. And we have soaked up the energy of this land in this particular spot. We are the three witches. We call ourselves that because we are here to teach witchy stuff. It's not a coincidence that we had never caught your attention before, and now so close to the day of Samhain is when your eye was drawn to us. The second you stepped into this wood, in fact. We call ourselves the three witches, not because we are here to help with witchcraft or to teach you spells. We are not here to tell you a story of magic, at least not magic in the sense that you may be thinking. It's a different kind of witchy stuff that we are here to talk about. You have become interested lately in the stories of ancient priestesshood, of ancient feminine spiritual empowerment. And this is the energy that we embody, the three of us. We are here to tell a tale that will hopefully help any women reading this story to step into their soft power, or to at least take a step towards their soft power. And to any men who may be listening to this, we encourage you to welcome the women in your lives as they step into this soft power. And we encourage you to step into it yourselves. It is different. It is new. It will feel new. But it does not have to be scary. Because not all that is new is scary. Not all that is new is meant to be feared. And any of you listening to this that have any other gender, no matter what you identify yourself as, know that this is the way of the future. Listen up. The old ways are coming back in a new way. We know that sounds a bit like a riddle. It sounds like, what does that mean? But the old ways of women fully stepping into their power in a soft, feminine way, in a grounded way, in a witchy way, is coming back, but in a modern form. This is divine feminine power. Divine feminine power. This is power meant to heal, to help, to make a positive difference in the world. This is light power. I mean it in the sense of white light, of bright, luminous power. This is what we mean. And we encourage you to open your mind to what this might look like, to what this might feel like. And this is something that the trees can help with. If you are ever out walking on a trail, walking in the woods, walking in a park, and you sense a tree with witchy energy, witchy power, witchiness, approach it. You will know when you feel it. Go up to that tree and connect however you choose. You can sit against the trunk. You can sit and touch the bark. You can stand and do whatever you like. You can make contact with that tree and ask the tree to help you connect with your own divine feminine power. And if you do not identify as a woman, ask that tree to help you see this power in women, to help the women in your life step into this power. And if you do not identify as a woman, ask that tree to help you step into your own divine feminine power. Because everyone can have both divine feminine power and divine masculine power within themselves. This is the way of the future. This is the natural flow of events. This is the natural course of change. It has been long in coming, and it is starting to happen. The time is now, and we encourage you all to embrace this. This is not women stepping into the strong masculine power. This is not that. This is not what you may think of as power. It's very soft and grounded and flowy. It's very different. It will feel new. It will seem new. But it is old, old, old. And yet it is new in a way. It has evolved since the old days. And we are here, we the three witches, to remind you of this. We are here to remind you. We are here to encourage you to step into this energy, for it is delicious. It is the energy of the magical old crone, the energy of the magical maiden. It's the energy of the magical mother. It's the energy of that soft, beautiful, divine, feminine power. And if you have not yet experienced it, then perhaps you have seen it in someone else. Perhaps you have seen it in some woman that you find to be magnetic for some reason or another. That's the energy we speak of. It is lovely, is it not? We do enjoy this energy, and we do enjoy seeing women stepping into this energy. The more women who embrace this soft, feminine power, the more women who will be helping to bring life to the world. This is beauty. This is love energy. This is divine. We will say it once more. It is delicious energy. And we hope that you enjoy your journey as you discover it and perhaps step into it. Thank you for coming to us. Thank you for seeing us today. Thank you for collecting our story. And thank you for beginning to step into your own divine feminine power. We welcome you on this journey. We are delighted that you have listened to our story. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is all for today. Holly Wharton gives us some final thoughts and reflections. She says, for the past 2,000 years or so, we've lived in an era of masculine power. And it makes sense to me that humanity would swing back into balance at some point. When increasing numbers of people begin to embrace their soft, feminine power, this will help shift the balance of power into harmony once again. In fact, there has been increasing interest in the concept of divine feminine energy. And I think it's important to point out here that this energy is not linked specifically to the energy of women, but rather to the feminine energy that exists within all of us, often associated with things like intuition, nurturing, gentleness, creativity, and love. Masculine energy, on the other hand, is often associated with things like logic, focus, analysis, and practical decision-making. Feminine energy comes from the heart. Masculine energy comes from the head. Feminine energy is being. Masculine energy is doing. Ideally, we would want to have a balance of both of these energies, allowing us to live in a harmonious manner. And we would ideally want our governments, politicians, lawmakers to function in an equally harmonious way. Unfortunately, this has rarely been the case for the past couple of millennia. That's why the messages from the three witches is so important. When we're feeling powerless, dissatisfied with the current state of our world, we need to do what we can on an individual level to step into our own personal power and shift the state of things. As for me, I choose to believe in a better future for this world. I know this is possible, and I prefer to work toward it through my own personal development and by stepping into my soft power. You will know what's right for you. And what about you? How do you feel about this divine feminine power? Is it something you resonate with? Is it something that you're willing to accept into your life? Are you willing to tap into this energy and to help others in your life cultivate this? What terms do you prefer to express this feminine and masculine energy? And finally, do you believe in the power that you have as an individual to help change the world? If not, what would you need to believe in order to truly feel the power you have inside you to change things, even on a small scale? What would you need to believe? Amen.